Secret stress is stress that comes from keeping secrets, things on the inside, things that we've gone through, things that hurt us. And I've had a few of those in my life. The two most hurtful things in my life was the murder of my mom 25 years ago. Mama. The second one was 28 years I was married and my wife chose someone else over me. And to leave me and my kids. And that was rough. That was hard. And I think a lot of y'all know what that feels like. That is so difficult. And I call those the two most stressful things in my life. You know what I mean? Now, there's been other stuff. I guess since I had those two, the church stuff's pretty easy. You understand? People tell me, I can't believe you got all the stress of the church. I don't know how you do it. I'm like, this is easy compared to this other stuff, okay? Perspective. Say that with me. We get older, we get a little what? Perspective. We think the sky's falling until the sky falls and it didn't fall. And you have that happen a few times, you realize, wow, I can make it. Amen. I can make it. God's good. God's faithful. He'll help me. So this message today is personal to me. And I'd like to share it with you. A real secret to stress. Let's go with it, Rod. See what we can find. Here it is. It's that right there, them little sheep. Jesus is, say it with me, my. He's what? He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. See, I'm a sheep. And I'm crazy. And I can be nuts and I can have problems in my life. But Jesus is my shepherd. And he loves me. It took me a long time to get there in my life to realize Jesus is my shepherd. Jesus loves me. I think a lot of the church even doesn't teach us that. That I matter. Say, I matter. I have value. Yeah, we're not saying that we're not to be humble and we're not to help other people and give God all the credit. But man, we're to love our neighbor as our what? As ourself. Oh no, I can't love myself because that's bad. I'll be full of myself and arrogant and proud. And well, no, what you'll be if you don't care for yourself is you won't be all you can be. You'll miss so much of the Bible that like this, that I matter to God. I matter to the Lord. I am one of his sheep. And he'll leave the 99 for Gary. And we'll come looking for Gary. That's a great shepherd. So I'd like to share with you today the shepherd, my shepherd, and the shepherd's psalm. In John 10, if I have time, we'll go as far as we can, Rog. We'll just play it by ear and see how it goes today. Amen. I'd like you to say this with me. Y'all ready? How many would say, I know some of the 23rd psalm? I know some of it. Amen. How many would be honest enough to say, I don't know a lot about the Bible, but I do know a little bit about that one. Let me see some hands. You know why? Because there's 150 psalms. 150 of them. And that's the most famous one. That's the most famous thing that's written, I believe, when you go to a funeral and you open that little card that they give you when someone's died and you open it up. The 23rd Psalm so often is right there. How did it make it like that? How did it get right there? Say, because it's powerful. Don't go to sleep on me on this. This is powerful. So say it with me. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Are you hearing a little something there? I guess he does like me after all. Yes or no? Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. I like this one. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow who? Me. All the days of what life? My life. And who? I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the 23rd Psalm. Come on right there. Woo! It's probably amazing because there's probably not anything written with I and my and me and I and I and me and my and my and I and my and me in it. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Wow, thank you, Lord, for putting that in the Bible. Let's just look at it. I'm going to break it down a little bit with you. Not long. Well, it's about, for me, January the 9th, 2011. It's when my world seemingly fell apart. I liked being married. I loved my wife and my children. It was something special for me. And to have to go through being left for someone who I loved. I loved her and I loved him. He was my friend. And here's the funny thing. I love him still. Because I don't want to learn how to fall out of love. I'm a little bit of an odd duck. But that's the Lord in me. The old Gary would want to choke and kill somebody. Gary with Jesus in him doesn't want to learn how to fall out of love. I want you to still love through me some more, Lord. Amen. But doesn't mean it wasn't hard. Very difficult for me. And I tried to fix it. Because I'm a fixer. I'd fixed it before. I'll fix it again. So anyway, where did this psalm come to mean so much to me? Well, I have to tell you the story or it won't make any sense. Me and my former wife rode bikes together. Loved riding bikes. Enjoyed it so much. We'd go 16 to 18, 20 miles an hour. You know, you're moving. You know, going places. And so when all this came crashing down, I was stressed out, obviously. And I'd get out on my bike to sort of de-stress. Does that make sense? Yes or no? So I would ride. And it was a Saturday, about a month after the breakup. I got so much time, and I'm so alone. And so I get on my bike. My neighbors are here. I would take it up the driveway, and I'd hit the sidewalk. Sometimes I'd go right. This time I went left towards Manasota Beach Road. Y'all know where that is? And I go the back way. I know lots of back ways, so don't get run over. And I'm about Manasota Beach Road. And then I take that left at Manasota Beach Road. And I'm almost to the beach down there. You know where I'm talking about? If you don't, you need to go today. It's beautiful. Are you kidding me? And it's amazing how stress can jump on you. It can just jump on you. You ever had stress just jump on you? I mean, not just something bad had happened, but all of a sudden something just jump on you. And it did me that day. And I looked in my rear view mirror on my bike. I have a little mirror there so I can see what's behind me. And I looked in that mirror and she wasn't there. I always led. And I always would check on her. Make sure she's not too far behind or she's okay. And when I looked at that mirror, I could hardly breathe. I started hyperventilating. And stress just jumped right on me. I first thought in my mind, I'm going to have a heart attack or there's no way I can keep pedaling. There's no way I can. I'm 10 miles from home now. There's no way I can make it back home. There's no way. And the Lord helped me. This psalm. I can't run a pedal. I'm crying. And I'm up there by the beach and I'm like, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down green. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. Presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'd only gone about 200 feet. I got to quit doing that. I almost hyperventilated right there. Grief. I'm getting old. So I said it again. And I kept pedaling. Say, keep pedaling. And I said it again. And I said it again. But then I started learning. Say this. The Lord is my shepherd. And I was that loud. People thought I was a nut. I could give a rip. When you're in stress and you're hurting so bad and you're just trying to make it through, you don't really give a rip. Yes or no? Amen. Say. You might not understand. You don't have to understand. Go on. That's how I felt. But I'm on that bike. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still. And boy, did I realize, I didn't realize it. My gosh, I'm doing like 16, 18, 20 miles an hour now on that bike. And then I said it again. And I said it again. I bet you, I have no idea, at least 50 times, maybe 100 times from Manna, in 10 miles. See how many times you can say the 23rd Psalm on a bicycle. And you know what? I crossed Tom Adams Bridge. You know where I'm at now? Say, I'm over Tom Adams Bridge. And normally that little bridge will give you a little something, you know, whoo, a little bit of a bridge. I said, man, I went that thing like I was Superman. Over that bridge. Coming up to McDonald's, one of my favorite places on the planet. I hang the left back going towards my house. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Down, you know, 776. I ain't like a crazy man. I get on old South McCall Road. It turns down there along the water. And I pedal into my driveway. And you know what? I was fine. I don't know if you just learned anything or not. I hope you learned something. Yeah, come on. You just learned something. This is a powerful psalm, guys. It didn't get to be number one for no good reason. It didn't get to be the one on the pamphlet when people are facing the hardest thing of their life, losing a child, losing a husband, losing a father, and they say, I want that on the side of the thing we're making. Y'all hear me or not? The greatest stress reliever, one of them in the Bible, is the 23rd Psalm. You ought to memorize it. How hard is it to memorize it? How many would say, I got it almost down already? Let me see some hands. I got it almost down. How many say, I got a little bit of it down? Come on. Come on. But listen, you can get it all down. You can get this down. Get it down in your heart. And you're going to, well, you're going to thank the Lord. You don't need to thank me later, but you're going to thank the Lord that you did it. Amen? So I just want to walk through real fast. The Lord is, say it with me. Now, when you say it loud, the Lord is what? That's who he is. We're going to keep walking because you did a good job. If you get slow or soft on me, we're going to make you do it four or five times. Let's look at the next one. Say it with me. Come on, you're doing good. I am free. I am blessed. I am confident and I am. Did we learn that recently? Yeah, the Lord's my shepherd. That's who I am. See, that's who I am. I belong to the Lord. The Lord is whose shepherd? He's my shepherd. He's the one that called himself that. So why don't you call him that? Say, the Lord is my shepherd. Now help me. Help me now. Come on. Say it loud now. Say it loud. Period. You're not going to want. I shall not want. He's going to take care of my tail. Amen. How many thought you weren't going to make it? You would, there's no way you're going to make it, and you made it because God was your shepherd. Let me see your hands. Come on. There was no way I was going to make it, but I made it! Amen. Don't take the credit. Give him the credit. Amen. Come on. Help me with another one. Say it with me loud. He makes me to lie down in what? Green pastures. When you just don't think you can make it at all, he's loving you. He's taking care of you. Making me lie down in green pastures. I matter to the Lord. Say that again. I matter. I matter to the Lord. Say the next part. We're just walking through. Say it with me. He is agent. You know, that song they just sang. In the eye of the storm. What's he do? You remain in control. Amen. In the middle of the war, you do what? You guard my soul. See what he does? Listen, still waters. Amen. This is a great psalm. Let's look at another one. Here we go. He what? Restoreth. When I ain't got nothing, I'm dry. I feel alone. I don't even want to live. He starts pouring back into me life. L-I-F-E. Life and love. It's through hard times he can do his best work. We can be changed. There's very few times in life you can be changed. We try to change. But you let mess happen. Bad mess. That's your best opportunity to change. He restores my soul. Wow. And I come out somebody different. I used to say this going through the crap of my life. I told the Lord many times, I'd say it regularly, I don't want to go through this crap, I would call it, and come out the same. I want to come out different, man. I want to be better, not bitter. I want to be stronger. And the Lord did that for me. And that's the Lord. It's not a person. Oh, if I could just find somebody. Well, you know, the Lord brought Kim into my life. And she's a big, huge part of my life. But Kim is not the one that did it. He did it. She is part of what he did. But she ain't all of what he did. He did a lot more than her. Just her would have probably been plenty. But he restored my soul. Y'all hear me or not? You get that? I hope you're listening. Keep looking. Help me now. Say it loud. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He'll lead me down the right path because his name's on the line. Maybe I'll go to the bar and find me a good woman. I don't think so. Or a man. Or we try to do everything else. We try to just screw our life totally up by our own plans. And God says, look, I will lead you, but I'm going to lead you right. Why? For my name's sake. For my name, and also you are my name. You have my name. You are called child of God. That's my Savior. And he will take care of us, even when we're crazy. Help me with this one. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Wow. He's with me. Amen. Come on, let's keep pushing. Say it with me. I will what? I love that. Keep pushing me, baby. For thou art what? How many felt like you were absolutely going to die because of something in your life? Stress. I mean, I was going to die. I was just going to die. You know, I was just going to die. Look at the hands. Look, and these are real people. These are real people. I was going to die. It's the truth, ain't it? Say, well, you won't going to die. You just had it up in your head. Let me tell you something. When you think you're dying up in your head, you think you're dying. And God is with me. Amen. This is huge, man. I hope I'm making some sense to you today. Help me now. Thy what? Rod and your what? Staff, they what? And a lot of times that old rod's to hit you in the head. That old staff's to get you from making dumb decisions. To pull you back from the cliff. Man, I don't know about you, but I was ready to just jump off and make horrible choices in my life. I almost felt like I had a right. When somebody does wrong to you, you feel like you have a right. I had evil thoughts come in my heart that I'd never had. Thoughts of murder. I'm not playing here. This is real. It's real stuff. Thoughts of suicide for his staff. Amen. Say. Come on, let's just thank him for that. We got a good response right there. Thank you. That old rod, I've been to the Holy Land many times. The rod is more like a club. It's like a club. Roger had the picture right up there. Put it back up. That thing right there, you see that right there? It's the root of an old olive tree, maybe. Okay, down in the soil. Then they cut it. It's hard as all get out. And that old shepherd, that sheep will be wandering. He will throw that thing at him, get him to come back. And if he needs to, he'll hit him right here between the eyes with it. Wham! Because he's got a very hard head and he'll be fine. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your rod and your staff. They comfort me. That doesn't mean, here, little baby. No, it's like, wham! Oh, thank you. That comforted me. That's pretty much the deal, amen? I mean, I believe if you're going to spank your children, spank them. Do you hear me or not? I know you're not a fan. That's not mine. If you do it early, like the Bible says, you won't have to do it hardly ever. You just have to look at them. Remember last time? But if you go, remember last time, it was that little, no, you remember last time. Amen. Come on. Keep looking. Thou, say it with me. Thou preparest a table before me in the what? Of my what? How many have lived long enough that your enemies have had to see you prosper now? Let me see some hands. They've had to flat see me prosper. That's crazy, ain't it? Lord, you taking care of me while the wolves are all around me. Isn't that good stuff, guys? Yes or no? Amen. You take it. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to have fun with this today. Come on. Roger, we ain't going to make it the other half, but this is so good, I don't give a hoot. This is the Word of God today. I don't have to have like tons of it. If I just spent time with you right here, it's time well spent. And we're just putting the cookies right down there where we can understand them. Yes or no? Amen? I hope you're understanding. What was it that I quoted that day on that bicycle? It was what psalm? The what psalm? Listen. Now look, I'm all for all the Word of God. But don't miss the message. The 23rd psalm needs to have a high priority in your life. A very high place in your life. Did you hear me? It's one of those, all the word is powerful and quick and sharper, but some of it is meant for stressful situations. And this is the granddaddy of them all right here. For some reason, the way it's written, it's not so long. It has me, my, I a lot and him in it. And it's like just me and him talking. Understand? Not all the Bible's like that, that it can get that personal. So this is supernatural stuff right here. This is crazy. This is what the world doesn't have they don't have a clue about this. However, it's amazing how this can even comfort the unsaved. It can comfort the lost. It is crazy. So you definitely need it. Okay, let's look at another one. Thou anointest my what? Head with what? Wonder why they do that. Why they slap the oil up there on the sheep? Cause of gnats. Gnats in their eyes. You get so stressed out you can't see good. You don't even know what decisions up or down, right or wrong. You been there or not? Yes or no? You're like in a fog. He anoints my head with oil. I can see good. Nothing worse than gnats getting all in your eye. You know what I mean? Can't see. He anoints that head with oil. Son, you look at me. You follow me. I'll lead you out of this crap. Amen. Say, whoo, I thank the Lord for the oil. Amen. The oil speaks of God's word. The oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. The comforter, the one that comes alongside of us, that helps us with our crazy mind. How many would say, I was in a bad way, and boy, he helped me with just my mind to see straight because I wasn't seeing good. Let me see some hands. I think we're hitting the buttons on this message. Good. Whew, I like that. Thumbs up, baby, right? Amen. Let's look at another one. My what? Boom. Wow. My cup runs over. How can this happen? Well, because we've been doing something about it. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. He been to that old stick, pulling me along out of the ditch, putting some stuff on my head. Woo! Now my cup's starting to run over. Y'all feeling it or not? Say. And you know what? This can happen quick. It can happen quick. Oh, you'll be fine in 10 years. All right. No, I'm not saying you'll get better that quick, but here's my point. We don't have to think whatever we're going through is going to last forever. That's what some people do, though. They can never move forward with their life. They can never move forward. Why? They just get this pit and they get comfortable in the pit. They sit in the pit. And this is my house now. This is my life. Well, you forget there's a shepherd that wants to pull you out of that hole. He wants to grab you by the neck with that thing and pull you up. He wants your cup to run over. Say, God wants my cup to run over. Doesn't mean he wants to make me rich. No, that's what they tell you on TV. No, he wants me to be blessed. He wants me to be a blessing to others. He wants me to be a blessing to my family. He doesn't want me depressed the rest of my life, down as a day is long. How he wants me to be a light that can shine and use the mess in my life, and how he helped me out to bring him glory and to bring other people vision so that they can see how to get out. You understand? The best comfort comes from somebody who's been there and done that. Amen? So my cup runs over. That's how I feel today. I'm not preaching this message like, feel sorry for Gary, what he went through 8 years ago. I'm never doing that up here. I'm preaching from a place of strength. I'm preaching from a place of healing. Do you understand? Do I still have some issues with it? I'm sure I do. But the Lord helps me. But I'm not giving this message like, oh, y'all pray for me because I'm really in bad shape. In 7 years, the Lord's restored everything that I lost and more. Gave me another wife. Gave me more children. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm debt free. I had a beautiful home on the water. Lost it. I built it with my own hands. Lost it. That hurt me very badly. Very bad. But you know what? The Lord has restored everything I ever lost. It ain't the same house I had. No, but I'm on the water and I'm debt free. And when all that other mess happened, I wasn't debt free. The Lord is taking care of me over and above. And we built this church during that whole time. During this whole time, this construction was done. That's because I have a shepherd. You understand or not? I'm not more special than you are. He loves you like he loves me. You got to tap into him. You tap in. That's my shepherd right there. Tell the Satan to get the hell out of here. I know that's hard on you for me to talk like that, but this is someone that wants to destroy your life. Oh, I'm gonna be real nice to him. Maybe you need to get mad at the devil. Absolutely. Punch him right. I love that. Yeah, just like that. A lady right down here. This is who I want you in my corner, baby, right there. Amen. It's my shepherd. I can do this. We're almost done. Surely goodness, help me now. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my. And it's hilarious. At the beginning of the psalm, I can't make it. I'm all alone. Nobody loves me. And just a few verses later, surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. What a change in about five verses. Yes or no? Is that crazy? You see why this is awesome? Say, you mean it ain't 15 chapters you got to read to get there? No, it's about five or six verses. I don't even know how many verses it is. Is it six? Six verses. I don't understand the Bible. I can't read six verses. It's because you a bum. You understand or not? Say, come on, man. Six verses? Boy, I need this, right? You know, that's what my daughter needed today. And don't let Mitch fool you. That was his dog, his baby dog. You mean we can use the scripture for animals? And you know, listen, when your heart's broke, your heart's broke. Yes or no? It's not about, well, you shouldn't have a heart broke. Are you kidding me? When your heart is broke, your heart is broke. And I need a shepherd. Say that with me. I need a what? I need a shepherd. So surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Wow, what a change. You say that to the stress of your life. Wow, great or not? Yes or no? How many have lived long enough now to see mercy and goodness follow you? Have you been doing it? Say, I've been looking and there they are. Look around there. Woo-hoo! Amen. Instead of this mess and crap and junk and stuff and, whoo, they gone. I got me some mercy that's out front. Some goodness is with Gary now. Amen. Say. And God says, I was always with you, son. But you just couldn't see me, and that's why I did what I did for you, and that's why I put the oil on your head, and that's why I hit you upside the head with that stick that day. That's why I laid you down right there by the water. Remember that good night's rest you got that one night? Yeah, that was me helping you sleep that night. Amen, say. Beautiful. I love this. He's my shepherd. Say this last one. Come on. And I what? Will dwell where? In the house of the Lord. How long? I guess you're going to make it, aren't you? I guess you're going to be okay. I had a whole nother message inside this message. I knew it was too long when we put it together. So, Roger, we'll do that another weekend. How about that? That John 10's good stuff. We'll save it for another time. Okay, buddy? My shepherd. Am I done, Rog? Let's do it one more time. Go back to the top of the screen for me. And let's go back to the 23rd Psalm, please. And let's stand up and read it together. One more time. Come on. So I've already got you halfway there. The key to this psalm is to be selfish. Fight for this psalm. Fight and say, this is my psalm. The me, the my, the I in this psalm is me. Did you hear me or not? This is me. This is mine. You can't have it. You have to go get your own. This 23rd psalm is mine. And I think that's what you ought to say. This 23rd psalm is mine. It's no family plan. You got to make it your own. You hear me or not? And it'll pull your rear end out of a ditch. It's crazy. It's good stuff. Amen. Come on. Let's say it. Here we go. Let's start at the whole thing. I'm afraid we're missing some of this one, ain't we? Is that all of it, Raj? Is that the whole psalm with these, you think? Well, let's try it. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for... Let's praise the Lord with some loud noise this morning. Woo! Boom!